For the first time in 24 years, Ron Costa Sr. will face an opponent in his bid to remain the magisterial district judge serving 8 East End neighborhoods in Pittsburgh. Attorney Mick Pappas, a self-described progressive, will compete against him in next Tuesday's election. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports.
Running as an independent, Pappas says Donald Trump's victory in last year's presidential election energized his supporters.
That's what kind of this response to 2016 is all about, channeling all that grassroots energy that's out there.
Presidential politics don't typically enter races for magisterial district courts, the lowest level courts where many cases in Pennsylvania get their start. Among other matters, state district judges are responsible for setting bail and adjudicating landlord-tenant disputes. If elected, Pappas pledges to curtail the use of bail and to protect renters from eviction. Tenant protections are especially important in the city's East End, Pappas says, because rising housing costs are forcing people out.
We're talking about single moms. We're talking about seniors, folks that are truly vulnerable, folks that need a district justice who is going to endeavor to be smart on tenants, not tough on tenants.
According to Pappas, in about 500 landlord-tenant cases last year, Judge Costa ruled in favor of landlords nearly 90% of the time. Costa disputes Pappas's claims that these cases are resulting in evictions. Rather, he says that in almost all the cases, renters were behind on rents and he helped them to develop repayment plans with their landlords.
I do try on behalf of the tenant to mediate with the landlord. And I would say 95% of the landlords are in agreement to accepting payments. And what they'll do is they'll say, okay, can you pay an extra $100 a month until you get caught up? And most of the people do it.
And most people get to stay in their homes, according to Costa. Pappas is skeptical. He says Costa should allow more time in landlord-tenant cases so tenants can access necessary legal resources. He also notes that Costa's campaign signs are posted on a number of properties owned by the district's biggest landlords.
That, to me, on the face of it, raises substantial red flags.
Costa disputes any suggestion of impropriety. He says his campaign team handles all transactions related to his reelection, such as distributing signs and accepting donations, precisely because he must remain neutral as a judge. The same principle, he contends, should hold for judicial candidates like Pappas.
He would have been better off running for state representative or state senator with some of the things that he wants to do, you know, because you can't change the laws that are on the book. You have to follow the laws.
But within those laws, Pappas counters, judges have the authority to adopt procedures that better balance tenants' and landlords' interests. Whether this is something a magisterial district judge should do is something voters will decide. I'm Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.